Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, aka police, get them over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rollin' rap with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake Bob. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep, cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas see Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. Niggas say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hopper playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Too thick in your eyes. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay?
Wayne Benitez. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? You have a special guest. She's repping Baltimore, out of Baltimore, Maryland. She is MLW interviewer and women's wrestler, Casey Lennox.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio, Casey.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Can you hear me?
Yes, definitely I can hear you.
Okay, perfect.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm glad you at Wrestling It Factor Radio. From your busy schedule.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Yes. What is like being a backstage interview at MLW?
It's pretty amazing. I get to work with a lot of top talent. Who have been all around the world. I get to learn from not only them, I get to learn from producers who have been in WWE and TNA and ROH and a lot of the top companies around the world. So I get to learn from their side, from the wrestler side. I get to learn just literally all around the business. So it's pretty cool.
Awesome. What is your best wrestlers that you interviewed?
I love interviewing Low-Key. He's pretty fun. Just his demeanor when he does his interviews is cool. Joey Ryan is also another one. I love interviewing the Hart Foundation, ACH and Rich Swann, just to name a few.
Awesome. And Rich Swann is the funnest, it seems like.
Yeah, I've known Rich for a few years, so he's always been fun. But when he is in his in his mindset, and he's going, he's actually so much funner.
Yes. Yes. What was it like growing up as a kid at as a wrestling fan? Because I noticed that at MLW, at Maryland Championship Wrestling, going there to indie shows and other places like WWE as a kid. What was it like?
Just growing up in Baltimore with wrestling.
Yes.
So it was good. I grew up back when it was like the Attitude era. So I've been watching since I was 10 years old, so 16 years so far. But I started off watching WWE, and I got friends in MCW, and it just took off from there. Like, I love Northern Wrestling so much. I legitimately hope that I can get up there one day soon and get some bookings and have some matches with some people, because there's a lot of fun people that have came from there and that are still up there.
Awesome. Did you have a athletic background before pro wrestling?
I did. In high school, I played volleyball for my first year. So as a freshman, I played volleyball. And then for my last 3 years, I played tennis, but I've always been pretty active as a person. Like, I go to the gym all the time. I would always just play any sports, like football, volleyball, soccer, any kind of sport when I would go to functions or church functions or anything like that. So I've been active for quite some time.
Awesome. Yes, and my alumni school is Mergenthaler High School. And
oh, yeah?
Yes, that's also your alumni school, right?
That is my alumni school. I graduated in 2010, so I'm a double-digit baby.
yeah, with me, I go back during the, during the closing in at the beginning of the Attitude Era.
Oh, yeah.
Graduate, basically. Yeah.
Gotcha. That's always
yes.
fun.
Yes, it is. A fun time. Yes. What are your memories also training at Gilbert, your first wrestling school?
I was at Gilbert for about a year, and that's where I actually had my first ever match. Gilbert was tough. Like, some people could get into wrestling and think that it's just this easy sport because it's supposedly fake, and they think that it's fake, and some things are choreographed, but you are bumping your body on plywood and sometimes padding that's not even an inch thick. So Gilbert was pretty fun. Like, it was family there. I do keep in contact with most of the people that I trained with. But it was really family. That's what I liked about it. The people that Gilbert knew that he would bring by the school, they had tremendous amounts of knowledge and talent, and they were super fun to learn from. So I appreciate that school. It was so long ago, though.
Yes. And then what was it like going to from Maryland to Florida?
It was, I hated it at first. Obviously, being from Baltimore City, being a city girl, being in New York so much, it was a bit of a hard adjustment, and I wanted to move back to Baltimore or move back to the city within the first few months of living here. But it has grown on me. I have so many friends that I love and adore, and I don't know what I would do without them or if I hadn't met them. But it's good now that my wrestling's picked up here. I have my friends here. I have my school here. My job is here. So I settled in like a bunch. But the first few months were hard. And I feel like that's anybody that comes from a big city to a place that doesn't have that city vibe to it.
Right. What was like training at I believe in wrestling?
Yeah, Team Vision Dojo. That is where I currently still train, and it's been great. I've learned so much more. I've learned so much more than I learned at Gilbert's, obviously, because I've been here longer. My confidence is higher here. A lot of my friends are from here. The trainers are amazing. Chase and Rance, the head trainer, and Aaron Epic is one of the other head trainers. And just the knowledge between both of them, plus the people that Chase knows and the people that come by the school to either teach us promo skills or teach us how to sell or just teach us how to wrestle. So many amazing people that come through, and that this school is like, it's just a bunch of knowledge. And I'm personally glad that this is the place that I picked. Because it's so many different styles of learning. It's just, it's pretty cool. Like, I'm really happy that I'm here. And I'm happy that I chose to move to Florida and to continue my wrestling career.
Wow. Awesome. Yep, the Sunshine State.
Yeah.
And been getting that compliment a lot, comparing to Alicia Fox.
I don't normally get Alicia Fox. I only get her some, like, occasionally. I normally get Sasha Banks, which is, it's an honor because she's gorgeous. She's very pretty. She's smart. But I don't see it. Everybody tells me that I look like her, and I never see the comparison or see the relation. So, I'm glad I look like her to some people. Because like I said, she's incredibly gorgeous.
Yes. And it's definitely the height. It's basically 5'8", 5'9".
Yeah.
What is your memories of working with Sophia?
Sophia is my best friend in this business. She's someone who came up, she started training right after I started training. So we've just had that bond. But my best memory, oh my goodness, I feel like there's too many because we're always together. We always have matches together. Sometimes we're against each other. So to pinpoint one would be super hard. But let's see. Probably one of the times where we tagged together, because we have all these cool tag team moves and we just work really well together. Another time is when we had a bar fight match. That was pretty fun. So that could possibly top my list recently, but I'm sure there's like plenty of other matches between me and her that I am obsessed with.
Yes. Also, we have I've seen a couple of appearances with you on WWE programming, like at the Performance Center for their for their tryouts. What was that like?
The tryout's super hard. A lot of people, I feel like, go into the tryout and they try to prepare for it, but it literally always changes. They always keep people on their feet. But it was good. It was a good experience. It's, like I said, very hard. It challenges you in ways that, like, literally nothing has ever challenged me before. But you have to keep pushing. That's what they look in for you or look at for you. They want to see if you have the determination, if you are coachable, if you can just keep going and keep pushing yourself. Because, you know, why would they want to hire quitters, you know? That's in any job,
right.
I feel. Why would you want to hire somebody who just gives up after you don't make a deal in the office or after you don't do something that you wanted to do? That's literally anything in life. You don't want to just quit. And that's what I learned the most from my tryout is, like, my tryout may have sucked. It may have been, like, the worst tryout ever, but it may have been the best to some people. And what I learned is that even though I may feel like I didn't have the best tryout, I still made it to day three. I finished out strong. So many people quit on the first day or quit on the second day because they just can't handle it and they don't think it's as easy as they thought it would be. But for everyone who made it to the third day, that's just a huge accomplishment for us and for me and for them to prove to ourselves that we made it. We have the passion and desire and the strength and the will to go through those three difficult days and just make it out alive.
Wow. Yeah, that's challenging, definitely. And and big kudos to the WWE trainers of Matt Bloom, Robbie Brookshire, and others, yes.
Norman Smiley, William Regal.
Yep. Also, I noticed you had a fun wrestling match with Leva Bates. What was that like, working with her?
I did. Leva is so creative. I wrestled her at Atomic Revolutionary Wrestling just a bit before I was sidelined. But it's amazing. She's super easy to work. She is she's just the best person to wrestle with. She's super creative. She is super into her character. The fans love her, so it's easy for them to, you know, hate me. But I love working her, and I'm super grateful, obviously, for the experience and the opportunity to wrestle someone who's been on WWE programming and on TNA programming, and someone who has been around for quite some time.
Yes. She's been around everywhere, but definitely fun, down to earth, and definitely a former alumni of the a past alumni, I guess, of Wrestling It Factor.
Yeah.
And what's your memories of working at Shine?
Shine, I only worked at once, and then I got injured again. but Shine is such an awesome company. I worked for FIP, and I've worked for ACW, which is the sister companies to Shine. So they're all under WWN, the WWN brand. And Shine was just really fun. Like, my match was super fun. It was easy. I've wrestled against Chelsea Durden before. This match definitely brought out a whole new level to both of us. A lot of people were happy with the match, and I was happy with the match. So, mission accomplished. And I won, so.
Awesome. Definitely a strong debut.
Yeah.
Yes. And what's your thoughts of Renee Michelle?
Love her to death. She's someone who's been around for a long time too. She has a good head on her shoulders. She's very mature about how she goes about life and wrestling. She's, you know, non-dramatic and stuff like that. You know, sometimes they say girls have a lot of drama. But she is definitely not someone who has a lot of drama, and she's super fun to wrestle as well. I've wrestled her quite a few times. Her knowledge and her experience is amazing because she has been around for so long. She's been to Japan, and I feel like Japan is a goal of mine. It's a huge goal of mine. And for her to have already been there, she can bring what she learned back to the States and bring it back to the school that she trains at, which is Team Vision Dojo. So we train together quite often. But I love her. She's the best.
Yes, definitely a cool person and a good definitely a good wrestling worker also that made the transition from modeling into pro wrestling.
Yeah, for sure.
And what's your thoughts of also working with Selena Del Renta?
We work together a lot too, and we're actually on MLW together. She's good people. She's very good in her role at MLW right now. It sucks that she's out on injury with her, like, she tore her ACL or something like that. So she's been out for a little bit. But she's very good in her role at MLW. And maybe when she comes back, we'll have some killer matches.
Yeah, she's definitely a great heel manager and for someone that's very young to the business also, she's definitely very good at it also with low-key and and she's a very good heel basically. Very, very good and devious basically. Also, what was like working at Impact Wrestling as part of the LAX entourage or the Dead Bride's mates?
I initially went there to work with Sue Young as a bridesmaid. That was an amazing experience. Just getting to be there for 3 days around people who have made it to a major promotion, you know. TNA has been around for quite some time as well. And I was literally on national television, so that's pretty cool. I was in makeup, but fans still recognize who we are with makeup or no makeup. So I did get some recognition off of that. Being able to be at TNA, a place where people who, A, have been all around the world again, and B, have a ton of experience, it's just an amazing feeling because you get to pick their brain and just learn, like, so much. But getting to be a bridesmaid was pretty cool because we got to kind of just express who we were, like without embarrassment. Even if there was any embarrassment, we had face paint on, so if people could tell who we were, then hey, whatever. But if they couldn't, we could just freely be us, and it gives us a chance to just act out who the bridesmaids are. We don't have to act any certain way, but we just have to act like crazy bridesmaids, and I feel like it gives you a bit of freedom when you're covering your face up. Because some people may not know who you are, but it gives you that creative freedom. And then LAX, that was super fun. I got a message from Sue Young on the day of taping that said, hey, can you and another female come in? They want to use you for an LAX spot. And of course I said yes, because why not? Like, I want to do as much as I can for the company. And I did. So it was a good time there. We got to be, how do I say this? I don't want to say the word, but I'll say it anyway. We got to be LAX's host for the night. And it was just fun. It was all around a good time. The Ortiz and Santana have been around for years. They've been everywhere. And seeing them cut their promos, seeing them just work together, it was pretty cool. Like, it makes me want to be able to cut promos like that and work with other females or males like that.
Right. Yeah, they are turn up the scene, definitely. From the New York area, and
yeah,
and one thing they like, they are big time Wu-Tang fan, Tang Clan also.
Mm-hmm.
They rep that with LAX. They know their stuff in the ring, and also even with music, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
And dream? What kind of woman, worker in data would you like to work with in the future if you had a chance?
I would love to work with Molly Holly. She's someone who I consistently watch. She's someone who I watched when she's still a wrestler, but back when she was active in WWE. So I definitely love to work her. I'd like to work Summer Rae. I'd like to work, there's so many, oh my goodness. I'm just trying to think of everybody who I'd like to work without going down like the whole list. I like guy wise, I would love to work Eddie Guerrero. I'd like to work Dolph Ziggler. Oh my goodness, I'd probably just like to work the whole roster because they're all so different, and they all would definitely bring something different out of me.
Yes, definitely. What was like that meeting with Triple H and Stephanie that time when he was in WWE? What was it like backstage meeting them for the first time?
Oh, so at the tryouts, they're not always there, so they weren't at my tryout. So I technically did not get to meet them, unfortunately.
Yeah, they. I know you would definitely want to pick Triple H's brains right there.
Yeah.
Yes, he's definitely Mr. NXT, Mr. Senior Vice President of Talent Relations, and you never know, you might get that call ASAP one day in the future.
Yeah, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yep. Yep, this show has been a lucky charm for a lot of talent out there. they start signing with the big companies.
Good. I'll definitely keep my fingers crossed.
Yes. It's like definitely with the big promotions like or even with Impact Wrestling, Japan, companies like Ring of Honor also, Women of Honor also, they put on good matches also.
Yeah. No, for sure they totally do. We just had a New Japan show here in Daytona. That match was insane. I literally have notes from each match. And I can just go online and rewatch it if I need to, but gone over some of their moves or spots. But I love New Japan wrestling. I also love England wrestling or British wrestling. That's super fun.
Yes. And I'm definitely pushing for a women's division in New Japan. I would like to see that happen, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. And before we go, would you like to plug any of your upcoming appearances or any other upcoming appearances or anything like that?
So I'm not going to plug all my appearances because it's too many to list, and if I forget any, then I'll feel bad. But I will say that you guys can follow me at Miss Casey Lennox on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. That's MissKacilenox. And I will be posting all of my upcoming matches and literally anything that I am doing at the moment, I will be posting on those three platforms. So if you want to find out more, or if you want to come to one of my shows and just have more information in general, you can follow me there.
Awesome. Definitely, ladies and gentlemen, check out Casey Lennox for all her social media for upcoming events also.
Thank you.
Yes. It's a pleasure for you to be on Wrestling X Factor Radio, Casey. You can come back anytime to the show.
Thank you.
Yes. You have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
No, thanks for having me on. This was good.
Yes. definitely a great show for upcoming indie wrestlers and the future of wrestling also.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. You have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Casey Lennox. Baltimore's own Casey Lennox. If you like to download this show or any of our archives, just write up at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingXFactorRadio. Or on Facebook at our fan page at Wrestling It Factor Radio / It Factor Entertainment Radio. And this is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.
Go ahead and pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Woo! like I'm Ric Flair. Little finger to the big boss, man, aka police. Get them over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like one swag. Can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling back with that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake Bob. It's like nah. Say hello to my python. I'm seeing punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas see Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kurt Henning. And it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic. Not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. Niggas say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hopper playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a cross. Body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move or be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico. Talking to the bad guy, truth picking your eyes. I'm that guy. Hey y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me every day. Look, hey y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey y'all. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I'm five at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline. Like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars. Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it a doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expired. Niggas getting back they brosses. I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Nah? Is you rapping her out? She wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got it. Oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rod. Stop. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.